One theme I've seen with my clients in their workplace is that they become able to see after working with me that they can have way more control over their work lives than they ever thought they could. I mean, that's really true in relationships as well, honestly. But one thing I hammer home with my people that I work with is the importance of coming to care more what you think of yourself than what other people think of you. That really matters. That was what enabled me personally to go from 50-something years of no boundaries to having such healthy boundaries that I eventually became a boundaries coach.
Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole, Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery, where I help people heal their emotional, psychological, and spiritual wounds and make deep, lasting changes in their lives. I'm the founder and CEO of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting. I'm a boundaries coach who specializes in helping women who are focused on what others are thinking and doing and neglect themselves in the process. And I have coached hundreds of people on how to build healthy boundaries using my exclusive Build framework. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-step recovery fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any particular 12-step fellowship. I also don't believe that 12-step recovery is the only way to recover. You might need additional help. I'm an avid beachcomber who collects sea glass, shells, wood, and stones. I am a formerly closeted fan of the Hallmark Channel, especially the Christmas movies. Hello, Christmas in July. I wear fingerless gloves from September to June because my hands are always cold, so I have about 15 pairs. And I get a huge kick out of counting how many days, weeks, and months there are until my birthday or Christmas at completely random times of the year. My hope is that you'll find my words concretely helpful in improving your life, whether you're in recovery or not. If you like what you've heard on this episode, please screenshot it and share it on your social media and tag me at Higher Power Coaching.
This is episode 256, How to Go from Overwhelm to Ease, Transforming Work-Life Balance with Boundaries. I'm kind of surprised I have never done an episode specifically about boundaries at work before, because this is something I help clients with all the fucking time. But I think what sparked it was I had a catch-up call with a former client, and her work life is so much better than it was when we met. And it was so great to hear it. So I thought, I really need to help people with this stuff more, because this was also an area where there was a massive shift for me when I built healthy boundaries. I was still working at Yale University when I got into recovery. The last 2.5 years I was there, I was in recovery. And I would say that it took me 2 to 3 years in recovery to build healthy boundaries. Luckily for you, I figured out a way to massively accelerate that process. Working at Yale while I was building the boundaries gave me lots of opportunities to implement my new boundaries in an organization and in relationships that I'd been in for many years. Obviously, it's a lot easier to start relationships with healthy boundaries than it is to build them when you're already in already existing relationships, but it's the reality of life. That's what happens for most people, is we have to build relationship boundaries with people and organizations while we're building boundaries. Now, I was astonished at the ripple effect on my team and my organization from just me building healthy boundaries. It was really profound. I've also personally had to set boundaries at part-time jobs that I've had since I left Yale. And then, of course, I've had to build boundaries in my own business, both for myself and for others. I'm at the point now where I'm able to support myself through my business, and that would not have been possible for me without my boundaries, especially given my past history. Some clients come to me specifically about workplace issues, but even when they come to me about romantic or family relationship issues or something else, they typically also have massive shifts in the workplace. So what I'll be doing is sharing some specific scenarios from me and my clients to illustrate what it means to implement boundaries in the workplace so you can have better work-life balance. I'll also be sharing some tips you can use, but I have a feeling I'm going to have to split this into two episodes because it's probably going to be long. So bear with me. Now, before I do that, the day this episode is scheduled to be released is Monday, March 18th, 2024, and that is the 5-year anniversary of my very first podcast episode being released. I think the first 3 episodes, I released them every other week because initially I thought I might not have enough content to do an episode every week, which is kind of hilarious because here I am, 256 episodes in and 5 years later, and I don't feel like I'm ever going to stop. Since then, I've only missed 1 week episode, and that was Christmas time in 2020, and it was because I was sick, and I was like, fuck it, it's Christmas, and I'm sick, I'm not doing it. So here's what I'm doing to celebrate this 5-year anniversary. I'm going to do a couple of giveaways, so you and I both benefit from this celebration. The first thing everyone will get for entering my contest is called Feelings Decoded, a toolkit for understanding and managing your emotions. I created this because it's feelings that stop us from taking the actions we want in order to live our lives the way we really desire. This toolkit is a way to learn how to deal with your feelings so they're not so overwhelming and so they're not stopping you from doing what you know you want to do with your life. And if you don't have any idea what the fuck feelings are, this is also perfect for you. I compiled this toolkit over the years from various sources, and I just had it redesigned to make it even more user-friendly. You will get it free if you enter my contest. And then there will be one lucky winner who gets a free 1-hour coaching session with me, which is a $275 value, though it could actually be priceless if you have the kind of transformation that sometimes happens in just 1 hour of coaching with me. So here's what you need to do, and all of this will be listed in the show notes. I want you to come up with your favorite episode of my podcast and then share about that. There are 3 ways you can do that. No matter which of these 3 ways you choose, you will need to email me some kind of evidence that you've done it. You're going to email me barb@higherpowercc.com. You're probably going to send a screenshot of something. So option 1 is do a 5-star Apple podcast review and mention your favorite episode and why it's your favorite. Option 2, do a 5-star review on Good Pods. Mention your favorite episode and why it's your favorite. And option 3 is promote your favorite episode on social media and tag me. Again, all of this is in the show notes. No matter how you do it, pick any one of those 3 ways. And you have to send me a screenshot that shows that you did it. Even if you're doing something on social media and tagging me, because it's through email that you're going to be entered into the contest. And again, it's barb@higherpowercc.com. And if you don't send me a screenshot to my email, you won't get the Feelings Decoded Toolkit and you won't go into the drawing for the free 1-hour coaching session. Now, remember, that's a free Feelings Decoded, a toolkit for understanding and managing your emotions for everyone who enters. And one lucky person will be drawn to receive a free 1-hour coaching session. That winner will be drawn on Friday, March 29th, 2024 at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll be doing a live Instagram live session where I will be talking about feelings and processing feelings. So put that on your calendar and show up and make sure you get your Feelings Decoded Toolkit. The winner will be getting that free coaching session. They don't need to be present at the Instagram Live in order to win, but I'm going to draw them there. All right, here we go. A number of my group and private clients come to me specifically because of issues in the workplace. But what's really interesting is that even when they come to me with their most pressing issues being in regard to the romantic or family relationships or something else, it's been astonishing to see the profound effects of boundaries in the workplace for my clients. I work with a fair number of very high-powered women in really prestigious jobs, and the way that I think about them at times is that they walk out of the boardroom and into the bathroom so they can cry. Now, maybe they don't actually do that, though some of them do, but they're typically putting up a very different image in the workplace that is sometimes killing them. The way that I think about myself is that I always looked on the outside like I had my shit together, but internally I was a fucking mess. And one thing I absolutely knew about myself when I got into recovery was that I had never had a healthy romantic relationship. That was the one thing. I didn't know there was a shit ton of other stuff about me that wasn't really working. Now, many of the women I work with are also in traditionally male-dominated fields, which means they have to represent all of womankind in the workplace, which is an enormous amount of pressure that's incredibly intense. Never mind if they're women of color, which means they also have to represent their entire fucking racial or ethnic group. So the pressure is really, really high for these women. Now, even the women I coach who aren't in such high-powered or high-pressured jobs feel that pressure, often pressure that they put on themselves to uphold a certain image of what it means to be a good person, a good worker, wife, mother, sister, etc. One theme I've seen with my clients in their workplace is that they become able to see, after working with me, that they can have way more control over their work lives than they ever thought they could. I mean, that's really true in relationships as well, honestly. But one thing I hammer home with my people that I work with is the importance of coming to care more what you think of yourself than what other people think of you. That really matters. That was what enabled me personally to go from 50-something years of no boundaries to having such healthy boundaries that I eventually became a boundaries coach. I've seen it in my clients as well. We start to take the importance of what other people think of us and diminish it and increase the importance of what we think about ourselves. Now, this doesn't mean we don't care at all what others think. Of course we do. But we need to start giving a shit about what we think about ourselves. Now, of course, there are particular considerations in the workplace because in the workplace, we do have to care what people think of us because our livelihood might be at stake. Our reputation, our career might be at stake. And I do understand that that may be the case, but there are still things you can do to take more control over your life, and especially how your work life affects your well-being and your home life. I'm thinking of one client in particular who came to me in regard to her relationship with her husband. She's an entrepreneur who found the most enormous relief in our work through the boundaries that she instituted in her company. She's very successful in her field, so her attention is very much in demand by other people in her field. When she started setting boundaries with people in her field, it released so much tension for her and relieved her enormously from all of this stress that she was bringing home with her, that she was not able to give the bandwidth to her family that she really wanted to do. One huge insight she had through our work together is that she wasn't really aligned with her values. She came to me saying her family was one of her top values. Yet the thing she was telling me didn't sound like they were coming from someone whose family is a top priority. We had conversations a couple of different times about that. And I said something like, you know, if your family is really one of the most important things in your life, then the way you're living your life is not in accordance with that, which meant she implemented even more boundaries in her work life. This is one of the beauties of learning how to build healthy boundaries. You start setting boundaries in such a way that you support and promote the things that are most important to you. She had previously felt at times like she was being bothered by her family members because she works at home. And she realized that she wanted to make sure that she was giving plenty of time to her family while still giving attention to her business. So here are a few examples of some of the boundaries this woman put in place. One was that when she went to a conference, which she does regularly, this time she decided ahead of time who were the specific people she wanted to connect with. She set up opportunities to connect with those people and opted out of any other invitations. This is called living on purpose, or being an actor rather than a reactor in your life. Her attention is very much in demand. So she just said to people, I wish I had the ability to meet with everybody, but I simply don't. She also opted out of invitations to participate in advisory committees and mentoring opportunities. She would normally have said yes to all these kinds of things because she was raised to give back. But after our conversations, it seems like she's more than paid back what's been given to her. So what this meant was that she was able to spend more time with her family because she wasn't on these committees and doing all this mentoring. She also decided she is no longer bringing her family to conferences with her. She wants to keep those two worlds separate. When she brings her family to a conference, she feels like she's giving them short shrift by not paying attention to them at the level she'd like, and she feels like she's not giving the conference the attention that it requires because she's distracted by the fact that she's not with her family. So she's tense and anxious the entire time and not really able to indulge in and enjoy the conference the way she wants, and not really able to indulge in and enjoy her family the way she wants to be able to. The amount of relief she got from letting go of the ideas she had in her head about what others would think if she refused their invitations, or what her family would say when she no longer invited them to conferences, has been absolutely enormous. The amount of energy she's gotten back from making those decisions has been huge, and it's had a ripple effect on her work life and her family life. Here's another client example. This one client worked in a hospital and had regularly been moved around from unit to unit, and often got stretched between two different units and felt like she was being pulled in multiple directions. And in that case, unable to provide the kind of care that she really wanted to her patients. When she was approached and asked if she would work on another unit while she and I were coaching together, this was to sub for someone who was going to be out for a week, she decided to put some boundaries in place, including that the other unit needed to confer with her supervisor rather than her. She told her supervisor she would only go there if all of her responsibility in her home unit were taken over by someone else, and if the other unit gave her the training and support she needs in the new unit and for a limited number of days. And she said, otherwise, I'm not doing it. And guess what? It actually happened for her. She was shocked. Like many of us, she'd been complaining about the way things were for years, yet not taking any steps to change them. She just decided this is the way that it is and there's nothing I can do, which, by the way, is victim mentality. And I know that because that was me. I complained for years about my boss, but did nothing. Well, nothing besides manipulating and gossiping, that is. I didn't do anything to change the situation. That client was astounded that she could set boundaries and get her needs met. Now, I've worked with a number of nurses over the years, and this is a lesson that they learned. They can actually take way more control over their lives by saying no to extra shifts, by not staying after their shifts. One of my other nurse clients worked on a team with two men and two women, and the two women always were the ones who went above and beyond the call of duty, doing all this extra work to prepare the next shift to make their lives easier in ways that were not required, part of their responsibility, or necessary. And the two guys would leave at the end of their shift when their responsibilities were done. So I said, you're going to have to get comfortable with leaving at the end of your shift. She and her teammate felt like they were leaving things undone, but they were actually not their responsibility. Making the shift that was coming on their lives a lot easier than hers was more important to her than having peace and serenity and setting a boundary. So she cared so much what those other people thought about her, even though she was doing things that were outside her responsibility. She and her teammate took those things on as their responsibility, and then they blamed and continued to blame the men who had healthy boundaries for not pulling their weight, when in fact, everybody was pulling their weight. These two women were just going above and beyond the call of duty. So you get to do just the work that is yours. You don't have to do other people's work. Even if they try to make you feel badly for only doing your own work, you get to set boundaries. Or you at least get to have conversations with people about what's okay with you and what's not okay with you. I've had a couple of clients who decided to leave their jobs because it was way too toxic. Sometimes we need to leave an entire industry, not just a specific job. If you come to realize that who you are constitutionally as a person cannot work in a fast-paced, demanding industry that's filled with too many toxic people in it, then that's what you need to do. That's obviously not a decision to make on the fly, but it could be the case that there might never be enough boundaries for you in a particular industry. It could be that you're just not in the right industry. Now, I'm not advocating that you just go ahead and quit your job unless you have the means to do that. Please start taking care of yourself. And if you're in a very toxic industry or environment, think through what you need to have in place to leave. And then what would be the kind of industry or workplace where you can feel comfortable in your body and not fucking triggered all the time? One of the best ways to support yourself in taking control over yourself, over your life, not just yourself, is to apply to my 8-week semi-private program for women called Your Empowered Life. You just have a couple of days left to apply. The application closes Wednesday, March 20th. This is my semi-private transformational coaching program for women, and it's perfect for you if you're the kind of person that's dealing with the types of issues I've been talking about here. You'll do skill building, get game-changing mindset shifts, tips and tricks and tools that will blow your mind. Plus, there's built-in accountability and support in this program. You're not going to believe the kinds of changes you'll have in your life, like the ones I've shared here. I'm going to be sharing quite a few more tips and tricks for building healthy life balance, but I have realized this episode is going long, so I'll make this a two-parter. The thing about attending Your Empowered Life is that you'll take all the things you learn with you for life. You're not going to believe the types of changes that you're going to have in your life. And just in case the things I've shared in this episode about how my clients have transformed is not enough for you, I'm going to put a link in the show notes to the testimonials page on my website. You may have seen brief testimonials that I pepper throughout my website and that I post online, but on the page I've linked in the show notes are the full testimonials I get from clients. Some are just a few lines and some of them are rather lengthy. So you can see the kind of feedback I get from clients about the kinds of changes they have as a result of my curriculum and coaching. I wanted to have this page available so that if you really want to see, in the words of women that I've worked with, the kinds of transformations they had, then go to that page. It's linked in the show notes. It's also higherpowercc.com/testimonials. But don't forget, Wednesday, the 20th of March, 2024, is the application deadline for Your Empowered Life. If you know you need to make the kinds of changes I've been talking about here, but you haven't been making them, what are you going to do to show up and follow through for yourself to finally start building the kinds of boundaries you know you want and need in your life? If you keep telling yourself that you're going to do it and you're not fucking doing it, sign up now for Your Empowered Life and get yourself to finally follow through by using the built-in accountability and support in the program, as well as the coaching, tools, tips, tricks, exercises for your empowered life. Now, I don't know at this time if there are any spots left by the time this episode is released, so don't delay. Get your application in. And honestly, just filling out the application itself, you are going to learn something about yourself that could be just the epiphany you need to make the shifts you've been wanting to make in your life. So go ahead. The app is linked in the show notes. It's also at higherpowercc.com/empoweredlife. That's higherpowercc.com/empoweredlife. Next week, I'm going to come back with some more concrete tips and tools for having a balanced work life. If you're ready to finally have an enjoyable, relaxing summer doing things you really want to do, instead of always following other people's agendas, I have some openings for private clients right now. If you are really tired of saying yes to things you really don't want to do and being overly accommodating to others, this is for you. It's time to start accommodating yourself. Maybe you're dissatisfied with your relationships and overwhelmed with all kinds of difficult feelings because of your interactions with others. If you'd like to get your life in order before the summer hits, go to barbchat.net and sign up for a free 30-minute call with me about my private coaching so we can get started right away. That way, you'll be done by summer. This is for people who are finally ready to make deep, lasting changes in their relationship patterns, including their relationships with themselves, their partners, family, friends, and colleagues. Go to barbchat.net. If you like this podcast, and I'm guessing you did or you wouldn't still be listening, then you're gonna love the other things I have to offer. If you'd love pre-released podcast scripts and episodes before anyone else gets them, or if you'd love access to content from my private vault that I developed exclusively for my private clients, which is like having a work session with me without me actually being there, go to patreon.com/higherpowercoaching. There are three tiers ranging from as low as $4 up to $24 a month. You'll also love my weekly newsletter, Friday Fragments, which has content very similar to the podcast. You can check it out at fridayfragments.news. That's fridayfragments.news. Please like and subscribe to my podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. I'd also love it if you'd leave a review, which you can do either in the show notes or on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other people find my podcast so they can get the benefits you've gotten from listening. If someone came to mind when you listened to this particular episode, please share it with them. And my favorite place to hang out on social media is Instagram. I'm at Higher Power Coaching. Please DM me there. I'd love to hear what you got from this episode. I run group and private coaching programs on building healthy boundaries. Whether you need help with boundaries in your personal, professional, or romantic life, I can help. Head on over to barbchat.net, where you can hop onto my calendar for a free 30-minute Better Boundaries consultation. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change. If that's you, I would love to work with you. My goal with all my work is to help you make lasting changes in your life like I've made deep, lasting changes in my life. Remember, it's never too late to recover. No one is beyond hope, and healing is possible. Thanks for listening.